and welcome back. A lot of you all have said, Rashonda, you're not Aladdin, but you stay showing us a whole new world. And to that, I say thank you. Today, we're here to discuss a building that is a staple in many communities and doesn't get the credit it deserves. It's really very simple. Let's check the board. This is a building. Inside this building is very few windows, a door, and many treasures, okay? You may be like, what is this building? It's the club. Yes. Now, you will hear people say, well, I don't go to the club anymore. You're missing the anymore part. They tore the club up back in their day. Many of them pulled up to the club VIP. Gas tank on E, but all drinks were still on them. Why? Because they had faith. Now, free before 11, this is a money-saving building, okay? You can put that money up for your chicken wings afterwards, okay? Not only that, if you throw your ass in a circle to any song that is played and you got in free before 11, that's gym membership, free, okay? Now, if you're in here with your friends and drinks are flowing, oh, free therapy session. You have totally forgot that your car is being repoed tomorrow. Many of you all met your baby mama and daddy in this building. That's a love connection right there. Give the club the credit that it deserves. Okay, now sure, somebody's gonna break into a fight, they're gonna cut the lights on and put us out early, okay? Something might happen out in the parking lot, but that could happen anywhere, okay? This place needs to get some respect. Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you guys, I'm coming to y'all, like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna record. I ain't talked to my people in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? Let me chop it up with my people real quick or whatever like that. But hey, you guys, I hope all is well with everyone. Listen, old boy just asked me. So let me give you all this story. So there is the leasing manager to my building that I live in. Just last week, like last week, Saturday or Friday. I was chit-chatting with her, whatever like that, and she asked me if I was dating or whatever like that, and something like that. And I told her I was open or whatever like that. And she was like, she has a friend who just moved into the building, and he just came from London, divorce, blase, blase. He used to live in the building, now he's back. And she think that we should connect. And I'm like, okay, cool. I fucks with it. And I was like, who is this person? They fine? I'm like, bitch, are they fine? Because that's very, very, very important. You know what I'm saying? And they showed me a picture. I'm like, oh, they look familiar. Or like that. I've seen them around online or whatever like that. My first response was like, oh, like, they don't smile. I mean, like, I think that's why, you know, I don't know. Last time I've seen them online, I was like, I didn't really swipe because They didn't smile. Smiling is important, you guys. I don't know what it is, but you know, I think that a smile says a lot about an individual. Someone that smiles shows that they are happy in some way, joyful, or it's inviting. So smiling is very important to me, especially when I'm looking at guys. Part of it is like, you know, also the teeth. They want to make sure that they got good teeth. But I was like, yeah, he doesn't smile. And even the pictures that she showed me, he wasn't smiling. It's like, yeah, he doesn't smile. That's like, you know, not really sexy. I say that all to say, I was like, yeah, cool, whatever. Whatever it could be. Friends, whatever. I'm down to meeting new people and getting to know new people. Awesome. So I'm saying this. Maybe this wasn't right. So we've been texting, whatever. It's been like a few days or whatever like that, and back and forth. And texted me today, earlier this morning, and I just texted him back on my way home. So today has been a day, you guys. I gotta tell you about my day. But you know what I'm saying? Old boy asked me, so what do you like to do in your spare time? And I said, I like to fuck.
And I, oh.
I like to fuck. And yeah, so at this point, like, what are we doing? You wanna have fun with me? I like to fuck. You wanna have fun with me? You wanna turn up with the girls? But okay, I had a good day today. It's been an interesting day today. Went into work today, you guys. And it was all right, you guys. I had me a time last night. It was giving, bitch. She running late for work kind of night. Okay. Daddy came through. Okay. Shout out to Daddy. Shout out to Daddy. Well deserved. Well deserved. Well deserved applause. He did his big thing. And so today, you know, started off very just like, was running late for work, took a meeting outside. I took the train. As soon as I got off the train, I had a call that was starting. And so I took that call outside and went to Dunkin' Donuts, took the call from there. That was an interesting call. You know, you guys, I'm really finding myself, you know, really trying to own my shit. Like, I'm trying not to play no games with these people. And so took that call from there, had an interesting day, things, you know, just work, blase blase. I was really excited about today in particular because I had a kind of like a networking event, work kind of event, and it was going to be individuals in the HR field. And so it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I had a really good time. I got to meet some people. I got to ask a question. So that was really dope. I really enjoyed it. And then after that, I had a date today. So I met up with this guy that I met 2 weeks ago at the DL at a party here in New York. And we had met real randomly because I remember, so if you ever been to the DL, off Delancey, so met him off the patio. I remember just seeing him, not even like, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't even like when I like, my interaction with him was very just like random. I went outside and I decided I wanted to sit down. There was a space next to him. He was like, can I sit down right here? I sat my ass down and, you know, started to have a conversation with him and started, you know, vibing, whatever like that. So it was cool. I liked his energy. I liked his vibe. And we kept in contact. And so today we hung out, had some drinks at a restaurant in the East Village. So that was really dope. So I went to that right after the work networking event. And so that was really cool. So I had a very, like, very busy day, honey. She was so, bitch, she was outside. The weather was giving nice. It definitely got cold tonight, bitch. She was definitely giving, bitch, you should have a jacket on, a jeans jacket or something. But we had drinks. I fucked up. One, I had sent him a location and I ended up going to the wrong location and he was at the location that I sent him. I didn't realize the restaurant had multiple different locations. I didn't even realize that I sent him the wrong location. So that was fucked up, but he was only like 15 minutes away from me or whatever that. And I had walked to the restaurant. It's called the Gray Dogs. And they have multiple locations, apparently, one in Chelsea and then one in the Village. And so I had went to the Village one. I wasn't too far. I was in Soho. And so I walked there. It was a cute little vibe. I was talking to my mom on the phone too. My mom was talking to me about some video. Love my mother. Shout out to mommy. Shout out to Mommy Dukes out there. Shout out to all the mothers out there. Mommy called me to chop it up with me and whatever like that. As I was walking to the restaurant. And so, you know, so I fucked up, gave him the wrong address, seemed cool. And when I was there, you know, it's so fucking crazy. I went into this motherfucking restaurant and told them I had a table for two. They saw how long I was sitting there. They saw when I ordered a drink and still didn't tell me that they were closing. Bitch, I think I was sitting down for like 20 minutes. And it was like, we're about to close. Bitch, you should have told me that when I sat down, when I told you I had a table for two, bitch, because I'm sure the kitchen was closed, ho. And so by the time he got there, was just getting ready to just like, okay, it's time to go. They're about to close anyway, so we got to go somewhere else. So literally like walked just a couple feet and found another restaurant. It was a Brazilian restaurant. Really dope. It was really cool. Loved the waiter. It was totally a vibe. And you know, we were chit chatting and getting to know each other. We're like that. He's one of those type of person. I said this to him. I said, you are one of those type of people who not everyone gets you. And I said that to say that you have this like personality about him that where it's just like, you know, for certain people you could be a little, I don't want to say annoying, but you can definitely come off slightly the wrong way, because it's just like, why are you, know what I'm saying, why is everything a joke, or why do I feel like you playing with me? And it's just like, you know, that kind of personality. I think that there's some people have that. I don't know if you guys have ever encountered those type of people, but there's just like the type of people who just like always finding a moment to kind of also be sarcastic, always joking. And then, you know, as you're talking to them, it's just like it almost seems like everything is serious. You can't tell if they're serious or we're having a serious conversation, because it's weird. And also a personality that's also very short, where, you know, he definitely, knowing me, I'm the type of person, I feel like, and this could be a Capricorn thing, and I just think in general, I think Capricorns can navigate a lot of spaces with all the different signs. Don't remember what his sign is. I don't remember asking him, but One thing in particular is that, you know, certain personalities that I can interact with, I can interact with a lot of people. I can match people at whatever energy they were at. For me and him, he wanna play not catty, but he wanna play jokes. He wanna be sarcastic. I can be sarcastic as well, excuse me. And so I got you. I'm gonna meet you where you at, bro. So what's up? And he peeped it, he liked it. He definitely was just like, okay, niggas keeping up with me. Okay, it's definitely, yeah, I got you. I'm right here with you. What's up? yeah, you, it was very much given the type, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see, I'm testing this nigga. I'm gonna see how long it's gonna take him to, like, you know what I'm saying, make this a situation when it's not a situation. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, bruh, I'm not about to call you out for your shit. Also, he gave you that personality where he feel as though that he also has to always be right. And I think I also too feel like I also have to always be right. You know what I'm saying? I can be very combative sometimes when someone feels like they're right. And I'm like, bruh, you're not even right. Like, chill out. You're not even right, bruh. So chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, chill out. So that was cool. So I had asked him. So I asked this nigga. I said, so you want to fuck me? And this nigga said he ain't know. And I said, oh, baby. If a nigga asks you, I'm going to say this right now. If a nigga asks you, or anybody asks you, do you want to fuck me? And your response is, I don't know. Baby, you don't want to fuck me. Fuck out of here. I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, you should have been knew that you wanted to fuck me. Especially based off the vibe that we met when we had the DL. You felt these cakes. So let's not play. You know what I'm saying? You knew the girls was sitting over here. So you knew the vibes. You know the boys was cutie. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even play. Don't act like you didn't want to fuck me or not. Like, what the fuck? And so when I said, I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. Like, you don't, like, are you playing? Like, like, are you playing with me? Like, because I know I'm a baddie.
And Mona says 2012.
Hard work.
I'm kind.
Okay, I am the definition of motherfucking realness. So don't play with me. You know you want to fuck me. So I was just like, that's not sexy. First of all, if you're trying to be sexy, or you trying to be, are you serious? Like, that's not a time to joke around about that. He also told me that, which is also very interesting, is knowing people's love signs and their love language. Like, he is the type that quality time is his thing. And like, for me, words of affirmations are like very important. Like, I need to know that you miss me today. I need you to say it. I don't need you to feel that shit or whatever. Like, I need you to also say that shit. Yeah, you want to spend quality time with me. Tell me you want to spend quality time with me. And so, child, it was cute or whatever. I invited him back, but he didn't take the bait. Cause he had a dog. Niggas with dogs, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know. People who live alone and got a dog, I don't know how y'all do it. That's stressful. To run home to a dog every fucking day and you live alone, girl, that is stressful, honey. It's like being a single parent, okay? Now, I am a dad of a cat, but baby, having a dog, the thought of having to think that I can't do something after work, or I have to run back home to get my baby and walk him, it's too much for me. It takes away from the experience. I'm like, so you come back to my place? And it was very much given he gotta go walk his dog. And I'm like, the fuck? Girl, I don't want no nigga with no dog. If you're single, you're living by yourself, and you got a dog, I don't think it's going to work out for between the both of us. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to leave that right there. it ain't gonna work. It just don't make it. Just the connection is not there, baby. It's just like you ain't never gonna have time. You know what I'm saying? Zaddy Walt. So I got I'm about to talk my shit. I'm a little lit right now, so fucks with it. You know what? Let's light the second blunt. Cause the last blunt I lit was, you know what I'm saying, was from last night. And, you know, me and Zaddy didn't really finish that blunt. So I just finished off that blunt. But I had another fresh one. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and light that one up right real quick. Or whatever. Get into the girls. So I got two daddies, you guys. I'm showing out and I love it. So I got two daddies. So we got Daddy Walt and we got Daddy West. And so, you know what I'm saying? Daddy West is in the lead right now. I'm just gonna say that. I must have dropped that off right now. Any nigga stepping forward right now just needs to know that Daddy West is giving me a one. Daddy West is giving me everything that I need. But I'm being very careful because, you know what I'm saying, niggas be talking that shit. And sometimes you guys gotta be careful with niggas nowadays. And I'm being very careful, but I'm also very much enjoying the moment with him. I really do like him. I really do enjoy him. He got some stuff going on and I'm vibing with him. You know what I'm saying? It's been a vibe. Daddy Walt, you know what I'm saying? Daddy Walt, yeah. Daddy Walt just don't know. Like, Daddy Walt just don't know. He just don't know. It's just like, he just don't know that he can have this pussy. He can have this pussy. And so I don't think he knows that. And I ain't got time. I really don't. I've known Daddy Walt for a while now, coming up. Shit, next month we're gonna make it a year since I've known this nigga. And we've been vibing or whatever like that. And for Daddy West, you know what I'm saying? Me and Daddy West we've been vibing for about 3 months now. And so he been running his A game. He went and got my nails done. Took me to go get a pedi and medi. I ain't never had no motherfucking nigga take me to go get motherfucking pedi and medi. I don't know about y'all. I ain't never had no motherfucking nigga spend their own motherfucking money on me to get my motherfucking feet done and my motherfucking hands. I ain't never. And so I'm just saying, Daddy West is in the league. I fucks with Daddy West. Daddy West is a vibe. I'm a vibe. We're both a vibe, you know. So it's just vibes is getting the vibes. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being cautious, you guys, and being very careful. But I'm gonna leave you guys with that. And until next time, bitch, this weed smells good, bitch. So y'all know that deal. After every motherfucking show, this is a song that I was like, yo, bitch, I was in my motherfucking Tesla. And I was like, bitch, this is gonna be the motherfucking song that I need to play for my people. And so I hope you enjoy it. Until next time. Like a bitch with her own shit. I ain't never been a broke bitch. I've been having motion. 5 stars and we're toasting. I've been on some 3 or 4 shit. And I like my head slow, sloppy, shaky, leaky. It's getting loud, gotta take it easy. Gushy, soaking, freaky, deaky. Got that, no call ID me. First he sent the car to pick me up. Girl, why the nigga flew me private? Hopped off, then he took me shopping. Next thing you know, we was laying on an island. Ooh. I froze my neck like winter. I'm rich like I'm a Jenner. And if you see us out, no, he is not my nigga. Stand with a bitch, say do it for the kids. No, he is not my nigga. Posing on the car when he knowing it ain't his. No, he is not my nigga. When I'm riding that dick, he be saying that it's his. No, he is not my nigga. Yeah, do it for the bros, for it, do it for his bitch. Nigga, I don't wanna hear it, is you rich or not? I never heard a rich nigga say that cost a lot. Ayy, bears, you the runner or you send them out. Ayy, is she in the field or is you sitting out? Real freak, you can eat it through the Fenty. Get some good, good, that Bobby, that Whitney. I don't do Miami unless you do it like Diddy. I don't do dates, that's inside of my city. And you knowin' I'ma act up. Ran that motherfuckin' sack up. Only thing I'm in is the Benz of the black truck. Stars of the bitches, it was really giving lacklust. He missed me, girl, you really was the backup. Ooh, know it hurt his pride when I diss him. Make him drown in his tears in a tissue. Magazine, I'm a bad little issue. Only picking up on the first. And I like my head slow, sloppy, shaky, leaky. It's getting loud, gotta take it easy. Gushy, soaking, freaky, deaky. Got that, no call ID me. Stand with a bitch, say do it for the kids. No, he is not my nigga. Posing on the car when he knowing it ain't his. No, he is not my nigga. When I'm riding that dick, he be saying that it's his. No, he is not my nigga. Yeah, do it for the bros, for it, do it for his bitch. Not my nigga. I don't need that nigga in my phone, that's cheap. I don't even like to talk for free. I like a nigga that's gonna tell me where to meet on a flight overseas. That'll get a nigga fucked to sleep. We ain't fucking no nigga staying with his baby mama, only calling your phone when his family sleep. We ain't fucking no niggas that be talking like bitches when they mad. Them kind of niggas weird to me. I represent for the real bitches. We ain't doing no bill splitting. That shit for them weak bitches. I make music for the P bitches and the street bitches. Not the ones that be sneak dissing. He is not one of mine. Don't ask me. These niggas too pussy happy. Stop sending me DMs. Back to back, baby, cash at me. Might be my new dick daddy. And I like my head slow, sloppy, disgusting. Wet pussy in his face, no cuffing. Ooh, he keep asking what a wee-wee nothing. I don't want a little boy, no Justin. Stand with a bitch, say do it for the kids. No, he is not my nigga. Posing on the car when he knowing it ain't his. No, he is not my nigga. When I'm riding that dick, he be saying that it's his. No, he is not my nigga. Yeah, do it for the bros, for it, do it for his bitch.